Well, tonight we go to party till the party don't stop. And the party don't stop because it keeps on going nonstop. Gonna party all night. Gonna keep this party going cause the party won't stop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blind Bargains. 199. Time to party like it's 199. Hey, Ricky, it's time to party.
Well, I guess it is. Maybe we were already partying. I feel like we came into the wrong studio because I thought we were recording an end of line show and
practically,
we wandered.
But there will be some carryover because basically that's actually who we are in real life. If you've ever listened to that show, that's it. 24/7 ELL is the lifestyle we lead, as well as a party. Party all night. Now, Ricky's here because JJ is on the road traveling, and therefore I thought, hey, I need to talk about that new show, C, on Apple TV Plus, and I thought I would have Ricky stop by and talk about it with me a little bit, and then later we'll have David Ward drop back by with another Echo demonstration. I will roll by with a talk about smart lighting, and at the very end of this program, you will hear a very long demo of Circus Master's Revenge. Yes, another audio game. This is like a bunch of barbecue bites, but, you know, really it's like the family pack.
Yeah, like if you put them all together, you get a barbecue plate, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a barbecue bite and a couple of sides.
Sides.
Sounds good. Ricky, we had an opportunity to take a look at this lovely new show on Apple TV Plus with audio description called C. And we've watched four episodes, and I think we have, I put the kettle on, I think we have thoughts.
You put the kettle on, Brian, I have stories. Yes, I think we do have thoughts. So I needed to watch this for work. I probably would have done it anyway, but needed to get familiar with it before I did an interview with Joe Strecce, which you can find over at the Hadley website, and he's the associate producer. So I figured, you know, it would be the professional thing to actually know what I was talking about before I did that. So we watched the first episode, and one of us thought it was fine, and the other one hated it.
Yes.
You can probably guess which was which.
Yes.
I thought it was very much a nice intro to a fantasy series. Like, full disclosure, I don't often like fantasy series until like the fourth or fifth episode. So I was really kind of expecting it to be bad initially. And it was. I won't say it was bad. So I mean, I won't
no,
say
no
that,
more than any other pilot
episode. Yeah, the first episode wasn't bad. It was just they hadn't found their pacing yet. And, you know, perhaps we should back up like a tiny bit and talk about what C is. If you've been living under a rock or on a desert island without internet. I always thought desert island was weird. Is it deserted or desert?
But, I like desert, you know, island. That was a great commercial earlier this year where someone dreamed about Desert Island.
Yes, I would like to go to there. But in any case, C is a story about a viral apocalypse which has hit the Earth and killed off most people, and those who remain are totally blind. The story doesn't take place right after this happens. It's actually a few generations later, so maybe 300 or 400 years later, and we're looking at what the world is like now that everyone is blind and
they've never heard of America.
That's it. And no spoilers, but there are twins who are born, and they have the curse of vision because vision is kind of seen as heresy. So the show is about this family living in a world where vision is heresy and their children have it. So how do they survive? How do they escape being hunted and such? And again, just generally, what is the world like now that everyone can't see anything?
Yeah, and it's a lot to throw at you in the first episode. It's a very high concept show because it's futuristic, but yet it's not futuristic because as the generations have gone, so has a lot of thought gone into the idea of these people living in the woods would go backwards in technology. Those who stayed in large centers would be still surrounded by technology. And there's a well-defined good and evil trait placed in early on.
Yeah, it's pretty sledgehammer as far as good guys and bad guys. There aren't so many shades of gray just yet.
No. And there's a good bit of environmental sounds, you know, because a lot of this was shot early on outdoors in Canada. And from a visual standpoint, there is money on the table, as they call it, in that you can see there's a lot of production value and it looks really good. And the sound, like I said a moment ago, is great. The score, Bear McCreary.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Battlestar or as Ricky is a fan of Outlander.
Yeah, Outlander.
She has pointed out that this is similar in tone to that. I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Bear also does that as well. And this is a much subdued score, which I think fits it very well.
And it's, you know, I think it's hard as a blind person to watch it and think, well, is that realistic? Is that what really would have happened? And, you know, why are they using their blades on the ground as canes and all of that? But to eventually just suspend your disbelief and try and take the bias out of it that you naturally come to it with and think, is this a good story or not? And I think, especially having just watched the fourth episode, they've really hit their stride and they are telling an interesting story. So, you know, it's not a reference manual for how to be blind. It's not meant to. I don't feel like there are going to be people coming up to us on the street and saying, do you wear a lot of jewelry so that you can shake your hands and your partner knows where you are? Well, no.
Do you tie any ropes? Because a lot of communication happens by rope. And that's a fascinating idea. There was a think tank, and I have a couple of links over at blindbargains.com for episode 199. There was a lot of thought put into the idea of what would happen from a cultural standpoint if you didn't have a VI teacher, if you didn't have someone who was a definite teacher. How would culture adapt? How would people train? How would people change from what we know as traditional settings of teaching? And there are some that use dogs. Dogs apparently still have sight. Animals apparently still have sight. So that,
yeah, so
it's interesting.
Just the humans.
Ricky and I have contemplated the idea if this is a biological agent that was targeted towards humans, that's why they lost their vision.
Or was it just, you know, didn't cross species? It was a virus. We know that much, and that's right. About it.
And my early part that I had with the pilot and also to the second episode was that I wanted to know more about the ancillary characters. I wanted to know more about the world and the world building, which is a lot to ask of a show in an hour. Also, I felt like the time jumps, and there are some time jumps that help move the story along. I couldn't feel like they were helping here. I couldn't feel like the audience would follow along with jumps in time in order for the twins to age in order to move on to where the story is. That eventually wears away. And by the fourth episode, I'm with Ricky. I'm way more involved. I'm way more interested because the ancillary character problem is taken care of very quickly. I also like that this show does not mess around when it comes to story arcs. So the story arcs are pretty self-contained. They generally do not expand so far past two episodes. There's still some,
which is nice.
Yeah, it's some like, overlapping.
I waited eight episodes for that. Well, thankfully, it's not so much true on this.
No, it moves at a pretty fair clip, and answers come to you pretty quickly. And there's even some political intrigue for those who are waiting for a Game of Thrones-like aspect, which the show completely gets compared to often. And I don't know that that really fits.
Yeah.
No, I think that's going too far. I think more of it is a family drama, believe it or not.
Exactly. And I think the thing I'm most disappointed about with the show has nothing to do with the show itself. It has to do with knowing that there was a lot put into how the costumes were designed, how the sets were designed, and things like that. And even things like apparently there were scents dyed into the costumes. So as actors, you would wear these costumes and they were designed to be multi-sensory or whatever. But the disappointment for me is that they've talked about, would huts be designed with windows or not now that people can't see? And the audio description doesn't tell me as much about that as I would like, because I think the audio description is there to enhance the story. You're told about the action that's happening that you wouldn't know about otherwise, but it isn't descriptive of these visual elements that had a lot of thought put into them. And I'm very curious as to what those things are. Do the huts have windows? Were they built in a different shape than what is traditional? Because I'm told that they thought about it. We just don't get that from the audio description.
So you want the novelization is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I want to see the script and the description of the scenery and stuff. It's like if you put all this thought into it, and by no means do I think audio description could do that. There's a very limited amount of time that someone has to narrate what's happening, but I still want to know.
On a purely side note here, we've talked a little bit about fantasy just briefly and comparing it to Game of Thrones. And one of the aspects of fantasy is there a high language? Is there, along with its world building, there's actually a lot of language between the ropes we mentioned earlier, finger signing, which I thought was super cool. In quiet spaces, they go up and finger sign to one another, which is nice. And there's some discussion about how people get closer to one another so they can tell whether they're lying or not, which, again, very fascinating to think about. And there's still an idea of personal space, so people do kind of stand off for one another, which is also good. The action is fairly decent. Is it something you should look into? Well, if you're into Apple TV Plus and you were already considering one of the other shows that are available on Apple TV Plus, but this was your linchpin moment, I would say let it come along a bit more, because if you're a binge watcher, at the time of recording, we're only at episode 4. So there's already going to be a second season. It's been renewed. All of the Apple TV initial lineup shows have been renewed for a second season. So you might want to hold on and binge it all at once to get the most out of your $5 and then, or your free trial, depending how you want to go, because you do get a bit of a free trial for 1 week if you have not bought a new Apple thing. If you have bought a new Apple thing, then you have an opportunity to have Apple TV Plus for a year, and that'll clear the hurdle on that. So if you have that option, it's definitely worth watching. It is very violent, so it's not something I would let the kids watch.
Yeah, it's like a common sense rating 16 plus, so maybe not your 12-year-old unless they're very experienced with that and are, you know, they're okay with pretty gory fight scenes.
Yeah, but I've come around to it on episode 4. A lot of my initial kind of reactions kind of go away as the show begins to find stride and move with what it's going to do. And it doesn't shy away from the idea of, you know, vision and perception, and you're better than I am because you have vision. In fact, it takes that on pretty much right in the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, so it's a good thing to watch and maybe have a roundtable discussion about and get into fights with your friends about. There are also blind and low vision actors, not too terribly many of them, but there are some in this first season, and I understand that there will be additional casting as seasons go on. So it's not, you know, they don't just pay lip service to the idea of inclusion. And you can hear about that and various other stuff if you want to go check out the Hadley Presents interview. There are lots of other articles as well, which talk about how filming was done and casting was done to give people equal opportunities. And of course, they have to earn their role. They have to have the talent, but they're by no means turning away blind and low vision people. So if this is a thing that you do, you might want to keep an eye out as we get closer to casting for the second season.
And Joe was fun to interview for me. I had a chance to speak to him in July when we were interviewing things for APH, but after the microphones went off, Joe and I had a wonderful conversation about C, about Daredevil. We talked about Charlie Cox and just a lot of stuff. So I feel pretty comfortable with Joe as associate producer that he's bringing a lot of that knowledge from Daredevil forward into C. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. I think it's going to be something that is going to be talked about at convention and other places for a while. So if you want to be on what's, you know, going on, Apple TV Plus is available not only to Apple people using Apple devices. You can actually download it on Fire TV.
Yep.
You can get it on Android, of course. And you can even get it through the website. What you can't do so far is buy it outright, which I think is interesting. Another thing is the audio description is at the same level of the score. There's no ducking, which I truly appreciate. That is really nice.
And if you're, you know, if you just have stereo, you might not notice a huge difference. But if you have Dolby Atmos or whatever, it's going to scale to the best sound that you have. So you don't get the mono AD track. It's actually nicely built. So you get your audio description plus all the sounds, which is good because they certainly took a lot of time to think about what you're hearing. So that would be very ironic and not cool at all if there was all the sound cues and you missed it because you're using audio description and getting the crappy mono track.
Absolutely. So that's available now. At the time you're hearing this, Apple TV is launched in a bunch of countries. So go ahead and check that out and see what you think. Ah, see what I did there?
See what you think. Yeah.
See, not to do that. We're going to roll over to David Ward now and take a listen to what he has. Remember, David is over with the Echo Tips podcast, and we appreciate him giving some content to the old BBQ. Let's move over and see what David has for... Oh, I did it again. No, it's like Knights of Knee.
The Knights Who Say See?
Yes.
Hello, you Blind Bargains listeners. This is David Ward bringing you another Amazon Echo tip for this week. And this week's tip is going to be dealing with listening to the radio reading service content from your area or region on your Amazon Echo. And so, first off, I feel a little obliged to kind of give a little background or information, especially if this is something you haven't heard of in your area. Many of the radio stations, usually connected with public radio stations, broadcast a subcarrier frequency. It depends on your state. You may not or you may have the service. Many states do. And it required, well, in years past, a specialized radio that would decouple that subcarrier frequency so you could listen to the radio reading service. Now, what is the radio reading service? Well, for example, here in our local public radio station in Roanoke, WVTF and Radio IQ, they have volunteers come in, and for those with print impairments or other visual or totally blind, they come in and read the Roanoke Times newspaper, a lot of local periodicals and things like that, magazines, books, all the like, every day. And there's a set schedule about what's coming on at any time. So if you want to listen to the Roanoke Times newspaper, you would just tune in with your, you just turn on your radio that our nonprofit distributes in conjunction with WVTF and Radio IQ so that you could listen to what's happening in the Roanoke Times, you know, in the newspaper. Well, a lot of our services like this across the United States also are providing internet streaming versions of that radio stream. And they even have Alexa skills, perhaps, or the like, so that you can listen to those. And so if you're interested in that, it might be something beneficial to you, and this is your first time ever hearing about it, you might want to look into it, Google it, and learn about if there's a local radio reading service in your area that provides that kind of content. Now, if so, you'll want to follow their directions, but for our purposes, I'm going to talk about a situation where it isn't turnkey and you can use a skill on your Echo to tune in. So in our local area, we don't have an A-Lady skill or an Alexa skill yet for that, but using the MyPod skill on the Amazon Echo, we can paste in our own custom URL or website address and then connect it, and then we can just walk over to our Echo and play the feed at any time of day and just with a voice command. All you have to do is once you make this connection, and you will have to go to a third-party website for MyPod, and I think you might have to set up a free account. So that gives you a little idea of how that works. Obviously, you still need a schedule from your local provider about what's on at any given time. But that might give you some additional versatility. Namely, if you had an Echo with a battery pack that was portable, you could take it outside with you. You're going to get higher fidelity audio. And in many situations, you might get some features that maybe your old antique radio that you may have been given by the radio reading service does not provide. Maybe a headphone jack, Bluetooth audio, so maybe you could get some Bluetooth headphones. I have many students I work with that have Bluetooth hearing aids. That could be a beautiful thing that you could tie in with this. So it just gives you a little idea about how you could use MyPod in connection with your Echo to listen to your own local radio reading service. But like I said, they might have their own skill, and that might make it even easier for you to do all of this. Well, that's all I had to say for this brief little Echo tip for today. But until then, I'm David Ward for the New Vision program at Goodwill. It was a pleasure having you listen today, and now we'll hand it back to Joe.
Kyle is in class, and I thought I would run in here and record a little bit about the light I gave him for his birthday. I mentioned smart lighting just a couple of months ago, and there's a need to kind of have a follow-up, and I'll explain why. But first, let me describe this light. This is, again, the Ott light, O-D-T-T-L-I-T-E. And this is specifically the command light. And by that, I mean it is available with Google and Alexa assistants. And so I can actually control this via Google Assistant. The lamp itself has a very small footprint as far as the bottom of it goes. It's no bigger than a regular lamp that you would have on a desk. It's about, I'd say less than 10 inches wide in diameter. Certainly like a small dinner plate, like, you know, a plate that you would have for a side item. And it has one long metal gooseneck that goes up, and then it's a bar light as it comes across, and it actually can swivel, go up, point in different ways, and go in different directions. On the base, at the very back, behind the long neck, are two plugs, one for the power, and one is a USB, so you could actually charge your phone with this light. Now, I like this light because I can control it in certain ways, and it's really nice, but I would say that the white model, which is the one that I got Kyle here, does attract dust, and you can see it, and it is kind of something you'll want to keep an eye on. It is available in other colors and other models as well. This one retails for around $89. I've seen it on sale as low as $59 from Bed Bath & Beyond and others. The on-off switch, as it were, is very capacitive. So you have to touch it in just the right way to be able to turn that on and off. That is frustrating. I couldn't easily find it at first until I kind of sort of memorized where things were. So that's why I like being able to say, hey, Google, turn lamp to 10%. Hey, Google, set lamp to candlelight. And this has multiple modes, which makes it really nice. Kyle found that on its brighter settings, it was very bright, like outdoor kind of lighting. And that's the way that these LEDs do come off like at times. And so it's important to think about how you want this to look. Do you need a spotlight? Do you need a bar light in this case? On a desk, a bar light works out better because it gives him greater lumification across a wider area for, like, you know, a sheet of paper. But at a desk, that might not necessarily be what you want. And certainly this wouldn't look good outside of a desk environment. It just depends, again, whether it would match your already existing stuff on your desk. But I wouldn't put it in a living room or something like that. Now, you can also use this with an app. And here's why I decided to talk about the Ott light today. When you're looking at lighting, like the C by GE I talked about before, that doesn't require an app. I mean, you can use Google Home with it or Alexa, and that works out really nicely. But what I think is problematic is that sometimes these lighting systems will require you to use a proprietary app. In this case, it's the Smart Living app. And to give you an idea how good that is with voiceover, let's just listen.
UniSmart Smart Living. UniSmart Smart Living. Skip button. Skip button. Welcome home. Set your home location. Get more information. Scroll to refresh. Heading. 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 Lamp. Turned off. Dimmed. Button. Hide common functions. Button. Tie home switch close. Button. Possible text. Bright. Selected. Home. Tab. Smart. Tab. Me. Tab. 3 of 3. Smart. Tab. 2 of 3. Control multiple devices with one. Control multiple devices with one click or by using AI speaker through voice commands. Add scenario. Button. Home. Tab. 1 of 3. Selected. Smart. Tab. 2 of 3. Me. Tab. 3 of 3.
That's just a straight flick, 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 and not that great. So I don't use the Smart Living app very much with this light, but I do use Google Home, and here's what the lamp controls sound like inside Google Home.
Close button. Settings button. More options button. Lamp. There. Dimmed. 9%. Adjustable. Off button. On. 9%. 19%. 29%. 39%. 49%. On button. 50%. Dimmed button. Brightness. Brightness. Light color button. Battery button. Daylight button. Cool white button. Warm white button. Incandescent button. Candlelight button. Candlelight button. Selected. Candlelight. Incandescent. Warm white. Cool white. But daylight. Battery button. Candlelight. Candlelight. 49%. 39%. 29%. 19%. 9%. On button. Off.
Now the downside was that I needed to be able to use the Smart Living app to connect this to my network. The other thing that I realized when I was doing this was not only was it not the best app to use with voiceover, but there were some language issues in how things were phrased or how things were labeled. And I had to be very aware of what I was setting up because it was like commercial lighting, home lighting, and I needed to put a checkbox in the right place. And I did figure that out, but it required a little explore by touch, even with iOS. And here's the best part. If I decided to connect to it onto my network, I forgot that some of these devices use a 2.4 gigahertz spectrum, and my iPhone wasn't set for 2.4 gigahertz spectrum. So the first time I tried to connect this, I failed because it was trying to use my iPhone settings to connect. Once when I figured that out, then I went back and set my phone to our 2.4 network here at the house, and then I was able to connect flawlessly with no issues, and then it connected to Google Home. And in the case of Google, you know, you have to actually go into Google Home, say you want to set up a new device, go through the list till you find the Smart Living app, then you have to create an account on the Smart Living app, then put those account credentials into Google Home. And voila, after 15 steps, you are now connected. So there are some advantages to doing lighting like the C by GE or now Philips Hue way, where Philips Hue is doing things on Bluetooth rather than going through a hub. As you might know, that Philips does have a bridge and it has a hub app and you can control that and do all sorts of things to it, but it does take a little setup. My advice, if you're going to consider home lighting that is smart, for whether you're using Echo or Google, go to the website, go to the manual, read the setup process. Just because it's cheap and it's really affordable, it might be a pain in the fanny later to set up and it might be really hard to control. And I highly suggest looking at the steps it takes to set something up. See if you even want to go through that hassle. You can always download some of these apps from the App Store ahead of time without creating an account to see if it's even friendly with your speech of choice. But I did that here and I thought it was going to be easy and it was just a little bit more complicated than I thought. But after I got through all of it, and I did it on my own, after I got through all of that and got it up, then Kyle likes this lamp. It was a really good buy. And plus I can control it with Google. Hey Google, turn off the lamp.
This is the Blind Bargains Cast.
So awkward to throw to oneself. JJ has noticed this over time. So that was just me talking about lighting. Now this is me talking about Circus Master's Revenge. This is a game that is available for iOS. I'm going to demonstrate it on my iPhone 8 Plus here. And this is the opening bits of the game. We'll have the intro go by. We'll go through the initial menu, and then we'll go through the tutorial, and then I will take us on the first six missions of this particular audio game that is available. Best done with headphones, and it is very much like the old Audio Defense or Papa Sangre type games, and that's kind of neat. And the better part is as you'll hear, connect to Facebook. Don't connect to Facebook. You might actually have a crash, because as of iOS 13, if you're not doing multiple things with Apple sign-in, it will crash the apps like this, because all it wants to do is go to Facebook, and you have to offer multiple things now in iOS if you're going to do account authentication this way. You can still save the progress in the game, which is nice, so it's not dependent upon that, but just swipe past it like you're going to hear in this particular demo.
Mental vision.
Circus Master's Revenge. Loading. Please connect a high-end headphone to have an immersive experience. Double tap on screen to check if you have equipped your headphone correctly. Else, swipe left with two fingers to continue to the game. Please log into the game to save your progress. Double tap to log in. Swipe left with two fingers to skip login. In main menu, six options are here: chapter, shop, settings, how to play, quackshot, and credits. Chapter selected. Double tap on screen to play the game. Swipe left or right to select other options. Shop selected. Double tap on screen to go to shop. Swipe left or right to select other options. Settings selected. Double tap on screen to go to settings. Swipe left or right to select other options. How to play selected. Double tap on screen to play the tutorial. Swipe left or right to select other options. Quackshot selected. Double tap on screen to play the quackshot round. Swipe left or right to select other options. Credits selected. Double tap on screen to go to credits. Swipe left or right to select other options. Chapter selected. Double tap on screen to play the game. Swipe left or right to select other options. Credits selected. Quackshot selected. How to play selected. Double loading tutorial scene. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Let's play a tutorial section here. Hold your device and be absolutely still for 2 seconds to calibrate. Calibration successful. Try to find your target by listening to the sound source and tap on the screen one time to shoot the target. Missed by inches. Target missed by inches. Good job. Let's try the baseball bat. Swipe left or right to hit the target. Not in range. Now swipe up with one finger to use power up. Power up activated. You have successfully used power up. Excellent. You have successfully completed the tutorial. Now prepare yourself for a battle with the circus freaks. Swipe right with two fingers to play the tutorial scene again. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. In main menu, six options are here: chapter, shop, settings, how to play, quackshot and credits. Chapter selected. Three options are here: continue game, new game and select chapters. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to previous menu. Double tap on screen to continue game. Swipe left or right to select other options. New game, double tap on screen to start over. Swipe left or right to select other options. Double tap on screen to select chapters. Swipe left or right to select other options. New game. Starting a new game will erase all the previous game progress. Double tap on screen to continue. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to previous menu. Do you want to skip intro stages? Swipe right with two fingers to skip intro stages. Swipe left with two fingers to play intro. Loading. Chapter 1. Stage 1. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
On a pleasant fall afternoon, there is a blind man walking down an old abandoned highway, somewhere in the Midwest. He normally takes this route on his daily mobility outings. For some reason, he hoped this day was going to be a little bit different. Here he comes now.
I got the mobility blues, babe. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. Yeah, I got the mobility blues, babe. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. When I reach that destination, they got me turning back around. What the hell? Oh, man. I smell dogs and popcorn. I guess my plans have just changed. Woohoo! Lucky day. I got the mobility blue, babe.
Loading. Stage 2. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking for some dogs and popcorn.
Right this way, sir. Just follow my voice, sir.
Huh? Okay.
Hmm. This way, sir. Right around this corner.
Okay.
Loading. Stage 3. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
Ow. Ow, my head. What the hell? What the hell is this crap? Why am I chained to a metal pole? Huh?
Hello, blind puppy. How was your nap? I hope it was a pleasant one.
Who the hell are you and what do you want from me?
Yes, yes, we will get to that in a moment. First, I want to thank you for showing up. We circus performers have become extinct since the television is practically in every room in people's home. We are fed up and need someone to take our frustrations out on. I guess it's not your lucky day, blind puppy. I am the circus master, and this is our home.
Okay, are you deaf and stupid? I asked you, what do you want from me?
Patience, puppy. We will get there. First of all, I'm very sorry that you are blind. Consider me impressed. You must have some skills if you made it all the way here by yourself. Let's put those skills to the test, shall we? If you pass my challenges, I will let you free. If you fail, then I will let you go home. Do we have a deal?
If I have no choice, then we have a deal.
Let the fun begin. If you look behind you... Oh, I forgot. You are blind.
Stupid.
There is a pistol and a baseball bat. Grab them and prepare yourself for battle against my circus freaks. I know you know that name well, my blind friend. Here we go.
Loading. Stage 4. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
You have a gun, blind genius. Listen, aim and shoot. Don't worry about hurting Lazy Larry. He is terminally ill and has weeks left to live. You won't hurt his feelings. You would be doing him a favor. Congrats, blind puppy. Maybe you deserve a promotion. I will call you Blind Rabbit. They are so delicious. Yum, yum. I hope you are ready for round two. You did well with one clown. Let's see what you can do with six clowns and no bullets. You have a bat. Now use it.
No, swipe on the screen to use bat here. Four clowns more to go.
Maybe clowns are funny when they're dead.
Three clowns left. two clowns yet to come. Last clown remaining. Congrats, you have cleared this level. Loading. Stage 5. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
Well, well, blind rabbit. Looks like this may be too easy for a blind piggy like you. Let's see if you can handle another challenge. I am not gonna let my circus freaks be so easy on you this time. Your weak skills will be the end of you. We don't feel sorry for you anymore. This will be the most exciting murder ever. I will be shocked if you survive this round. Try 10 Lazy Larry Clowns.
You have no available power-ups. 9 clowns have no available power-ups. 8 clowns more to come.
This isn't as hard as it looks.
7 clowns left. 6 clowns yet to come.
Itsy bitsy spider with splat splat splat.
You have no available power-ups. 4 clowns more to go.
Ooh boy, that was fun.
3 clowns left. 2 clowns yet to come.
I'm starting to like this.
Last clown remaining. Congrats, you have cleared this level. Loading. Stage 6. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
I guess you just have some blind luck. I wouldn't believe it myself if I didn't just witness it firsthand. I think you will enjoy this, you silly billy goat. I think I will videotape the upcoming event so I can watch this over and over when you die. Let's see if you can handle a quicker breed of clown. I am gonna grab a snack or something. Don't worry, I will return for your corpse, blind sissy. Release the hound clowns.
3 minutes to go.
Itsy bitsy spider with splat splat splat.
Out of bullets. Swipe down to reload.
This isn't as hard as it looks.
Out of bullets. Swipe down to reload. out of bullets. Swipe down to reload.
I'm starting to like this.
Out of bullets. Swipe down to reload. Final 30 seconds.
God. Hey guys, can you give me like 5 minutes? Ow.
Level failed. To revive now, use 100 tokens. Double tap on screen to use revive. Level failed. Swipe left with 2 fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with 2 fingers to reload the level.
Tech and other stuff. You're listening to the BBQ.
Well, that's going to do it. That was a lot of barbecue and a few sides to be able to have. Ricky, thanks for stopping by and talking about C with me. I think it's better to have someone else to talk to when it comes to these kinds of things.
Yeah, it gets boring talking to yourself. And so it's nice to bounce ideas off another person. And I like that we didn't necessarily feel the same about it initially.
No. What we do feel the same about is Cinnamon Coke. We mentioned end of line earlier. Cinnamon Coke and another good one to have for what you've been consuming, a wintry good white chocolate peppermint M&M.
They're really good. And Buddy Brannon, even if you're not listening, you probably just shuddered for some reason because we talked about white chocolate. But it's really good in these white chocolate mint M&Ms. Pumpkin spice Kit Kats or pumpkin pie Kit Kats are a thing. Not sure how I feel about them, but they do exist and I didn't hate them. It's just, I don't love pumpkin pie spice anything.
You like it better than candy corn Pez.
Yes, that was very frightening. That too exists and I wish it didn't. But you can wash that down with some winter spiced cranberry Sprite, which is also good. It's slightly different. If you had the cranberry Sprite from last year, it's a little different this year and it's very yummy. And it's weird because I don't drink soda hardly ever. And I especially don't drink Coke, but the Cinnamon Coke, yeah.
Yeah, it's evil. And that's what we use to be able to power us through the episodes of C. There you go.
Sponsored it all comes by. Back to full circle.
Absolutely. Hey, Ricky, you do this thing over at Hadley called Tech It Out. We may have mentioned it on the program a few times. How can people be able to find out more about what's going on over there at Hadley?
So visit the Hadley website at hadley.edu. There are a couple of things worth noting going on over there. There's the Hadley Presents podcast, and that's one that I host and interview people. But if you get sick of hearing me, which is very understandable, there are also discussion groups and not just mine. So hadley.edu/discussions. And there's one on crafting, writing, cooking. I do the Tech It Out once a month. There's one called Embracing Braille that happens weekly. So if you are wondering what Hadley is doing these days, a good place to find out is just by joining one of these cool discussion groups that are hosted by Zoom. And there's probably something there for everybody. You know, no matter what your interest is, there's probably a discussion group for it.
And tutorials, videos on Narrator and Magnifier and Android and iOS.
Yes, there's a lot forthcoming right now. If you want to check out low vision Android tips, those are there. Also, low vision configuring Windows for low vision. Yeah, that made a lot of sense. Low vision configuring Windows. Okay, so
low vision configuration. There we go.
Windows for low vision people with low vision.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff out there. So if you're looking for education and learning
techniques and ways to get things done, that is a good place to go by and check out. Also, if you're looking for things that are just there to waste time, and occasionally in a story that happens to show up on this particular podcast, follow me, Ranger Station, all one word. That's RangerStation, all one word. Say it with me, folks. You know it so well. And of course, you can follow AT Guys. AT Guys has some great stuff coming up for Black Friday. Jay's getting really close to putting that together. So if you didn't know, the American Thanksgiving, the day after, is Black Friday. And that will be chock full of vendors providing ideas, wares, and more than likely discounts. So definitely stay tuned to that. We'd like to thank Patrick Perdue for always making us sound better than we actually are on this particular podcast in particular. And also, we like to thank you, the listener, as we approach the mighty 200. We couldn't be here without your support, you guys going out there and passing around our content and telling others to listen, and it really does help the show. While you're on Apple Podcast or any other podcast app, be sure to like and provide comments to other blindness-related podcasts out there, because they're doing a great job too. Mac Accessibility, the guys over at Blind Abilities, and all of that. So go ahead and give us a shot, and thanks for listening. Oh, wait, that's your line.
Thanks for listening.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.
So tonight, party like it's 1990.